program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The women of Stephen Colbert, Ed Helms, Samantha Bee, Rob Corddry. Let's play.
You cannot be a good propagandist unless it's in your bones. I mean, it's extremely hard to lie. I think we all know that from personal experience. You know, it's hard to lie to people. Every one of us lies to people all the time, unless we're some kind of crazy angels. But the way we do it, I'm sure you know this, is you first convince yourself that what you're saying is true. You know, like you're an 8-year-old kid and you steal a toy from your brother, you know, and your mother comes in and yells at you. You don't say, well, you know, I wanted the toy and he had it, so, you know, I took it because I'm stronger than him. What you say is, it really wasn't his, and besides, he'd taken a toy of mine, and anyway, I needed it more than he did, so it was right for me to take it, okay? If people haven't had that experience, there are some other species, I think. But that kind of experience goes all the way up to being a hotshot journalist for the New York Times. You know, you don't even make it into those circles unless you're already so deeply overwhelmed by doctrine and propaganda that you can't even think in other terms. And so you'll read, liberal columnists in the New York Times very angrily saying, when people talk like this, nobody tells me what to write. I write anything I feel like, which is absolutely true. And if they didn't, if people with real power weren't sure that they were going to say the right things, they wouldn't be in a position to write anything they feel like.
Sounds like these are so soothing that babies go to sleep when they hear them. And all of us feel peaceful when we hear them.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. Let's find out about despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
What's evolving is what he called a de facto world government in a new imperial age. And the de facto world government is a set of shadowy institutions. I mean, they're there. You sort of know they're there, but you know what they're doing. Which basically serve the interests of transnational capital and financial institutions. I think that's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a metaphor. I mean, like, it's not that they get together somewhere and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. They do get together, but it's usually extremely boring.
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Many observers have found that two workable yardsticks help in discovering how near a community is to despotism: the respect scale and the power scale. A careful observer can use a respect scale to find how many citizens get an even break. As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people. A community is low on a respect scale if common courtesy is withheld from large groups of people on account of their political attitudes. If people are rude to others because they think their wealth and position gives them that right, or because they don't like a man's race or his religion.
Because everywhere I look, there's a lack of respect. And every time I turn around, it's a sack of a net. Let me waste on the face of the earth with mine. Trying to spread disrespect and open up mankind. I hope you know it's more sad that you can scream and shout. But I smell disrespect, I'ma stomp it out.
Respect. Did you ever hear of anyone buying any product, beer, hair rinse, tissue, because they respect it? You gotta be love, man. Love. Politics is people.
I'm sorry to make a disturbance, but General.
Senator, I'm a professionalist, and I have to look at the image on that screen, same as I'd look at a performer on my show. And I'll have to say, he'll never get over to my audience. Not to the 65 million people who welcome me into their living rooms each week. And if I wouldn't buy him, do you realize what that means? If I wouldn't buy him, the people of this country aren't ready to buy him for that big job on Pennsylvania Avenue. Look, I got a fella here. You know where I found him? I don't think you'll mind my saying it. In jail. He's stupid. He's got no mentality. He thinks with his feet. But I trust those feet. Now, if he don't laugh, if he don't think the show is any good, then I know there's something wrong with it. Something people just ain't a-gonna take to. You see what I mean? How you gonna get this man, this bush monkey, to vote for you? You just put yourself in my hands. I'll have him loving him. I mean loving him.
You know, that's just what he did for VitaJax.
He ought to be in the cabinet.
The equally important opportunity to put skills to use is a further test on a respect scale. A power scale is another important yardstick of despotism. It gauges the citizen's share in making the community's decisions.
My study of history has convinced me that in every strong and healthy society from the Egyptians on, the mass had to be guided with a strong hand by a responsible elite.
I know that's not what the American people want to hear, but I think I know what's best for them.
We think so, too. That's why everyone in this room wants you to be the next president of the United States.
Communities which concentrate decision-making in a few hands rate low on a power scale and are moving towards despotism. Like France under the Bourbon kings, one of whom said, "The state, I am the state." Today, democracy can ebb away in communities whose citizens allow power to become concentrated in the hands of bosses.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
The test of despotic power is that it can disregard the will of the people. It rules without the consent of the governed.
Doing, Grandpa?
It's election day, Jimmy. We're waiting in line to vote.
Are we voting for president?
No, this is a midterm election.
We're voting for a midterm?
God, you're stupid. Listen up.
Every 4 years comes an election day when Americans get to sort of have their say.
They're not quite presidential.
They're much, much less essential.
But they're kind of influential in their way.
Midterm elections,
they come right in the middle.
Midterm elections,
they matter quite a little.
They include the House, a third of the Senate, and mayors by the score. And they come in years divisible by two, but not by four.
Sounds like midterm elections are a chance to really change things.
Are you listening to a goddamn word of this? Out of 535 seats, we'll be lucky to get 10 new people.
But why?
Listen, you little turd. The whole damn system is rotting from the inside. Washington's got us by the nutsack, and they won't stop squeeze until we're singing soprano. Congressman?
I'm Incumbency Bob, and have you heard the news? The way the system works, there ain't no way I can lose. My party, big business, special interest in me make a mockery of democracy.
But can't people run against you?
Well, they can try, but I've got name recognition. Soft money, hard money, pundits, politicos, mob ties. And if those don't work, I've got a department of dirty tricks.
Isn't that illegal?
Son, I make the laws, and as long as I keep the pork money flowing, it's smooth sailing. Just last week, I attached a rider letter to a farm bill giving my district $50 million to rebuild the harbor front.
But aren't we landlocked?
Yes, we are.
Nothing's gonna keep me from renewing my term, even dancing with a stripper drunk and covered in sperm. To lose my job, I'd have to die or take an intern's life. And in either case, my seat would go to my wife.
Holy Christ, that's depressing.
Yep, and it's all part of
midterm elections.
There's really no need for 'em.
Midterm elections,
the voters just ignore them.
So just remember this November that your vote will count a very, 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 very small amount.
Grandpa, can you take me back to my parents now?
Jimmy, I have some terrible news for you.
Look beyond the legal formalities of an election in measuring a community on the power scale, to see if the ballot is really free.
But your problem is getting the voters to listen to you. A majority in this country don't see eye to eye with him. We've got to find 35 million buyers for the product we call Worthington Fuller.
If the citizens can vote only the way they're told, a community approaches despotism. When legislatures become ceremonial assemblies only and have no real control over lawmaking, their community rates low on a power scale. In a downright despotism, opposition is dangerous whether the despotism is official or whether it is unofficial.
By certain conditions, which many observers measure by means of the economic distribution and information scales.
If a community's economic distribution becomes slanted, its middle income groups grow smaller, and despotism stands a better chance to gain a foothold. Where land is privately owned, one sign of a poorly balanced economy is the concentration of land ownership in the hands of a very small number of people. When farmers lose their farms, they lose their independence. this one can stay on, but not as his own boss anymore. To the extent that this condition exists throughout a nation, the likelihood of despotism has increased.
The sky was open, now it's This one's ours, let's take it over. This one's ours, let's take it over. This one's ours, let's take it over. This one's ours, let's take it over.
Communities which depend almost entirely on a single industry, such as a factory or mine, maintaining economic balance is a challenging problem. If this condition exists over the nation as a whole, so that the control of jobs and business opportunities is in a few hands, despotism stands a good chance. A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people, and when citizens have to accept what they are told.
In your ratings this morning? 53.7. Just picked up another million. This whole country's just like my flock of sheep. Rednecks, crackers, hillbillies, housefrows, shut-ins, pee-pickers. Everybody that's got to jump when somebody else blows the whistle.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
They don't know it yet, but they're all gonna be mine. I own them. They think like I do. Well, they're even more stupid than I am, so I gotta think for them.
Chapter 7, The Media, Democracy's Guardian Angel. In this chapter, you will learn how to identify political bias in today's liberal, bleeding-heart, Jew, and gay-run media. Become an unnamed source. Create your own no-spin zone. Discover which media conglomerate now owns you. Not have your opinion of Geraldo Rivera particularly improved upon.
A free and independent press is essential to the health of a functioning democracy. It serves to inform the voting public on matters relevant to its well-being. Why they've stopped doing that is a mystery. I mean, 300 camera crews outside a courthouse to see what Kobe Bryant is wearing when the judge sets his hearing date while false information used to send our country to war goes unchecked. What the fuck happened? These spineless cowards in the press have finally gone too far. They have violated a trust. Was the president successful in convincing the country? Who gives a shit? Why not tell us if what he said was true? And the excuses, my God, the excuses. Hey, we just give the people what they want. What can we do? This administration is secretive. But the last season of Friends really is news. The unmitigated gall of these weak-willed. You're supposed to be helping us, you indecent piles of nish, I just go f*** it.
This is the editor again. We sincerely apologize for this false start. The authors have assured us it was a momentary lapse in restraint caused by a deadline-induced Red Bull binge. In no way was it meant to portray any sense of anger and or disappointment in the behavior and standards of the modern media.
See how community trains its teachers.
Bear this in mind. Young people cannot be trusted to form their own opinions. This business about open-mindedness is nonsense. It's a waste of time trying to teach students to think for themselves. It's our job to tell them.
And when teachers put such training into practice, despotism stands a good chance. These children are being taught to accept uncritically whatever they're told. Questions are not encouraged.
How can you ask such a question? Have you got a textbook?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it say here that our law courts are always just?
Yes, ma'am.
Then how dare you question the facts? Sit down.
And so we aren't surprised when... And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to. Government censorship is one form of control. A newspaper which breaks a government censorship rule can be suspended. It is also possible for newspapers and other forms of communication to be controlled by private interests.
Chapter 7, The Media, Democracy's Guardian Angel.
What is the role of a free and independent press in a democratic society? Is it to be a passive conduit responsible only for the delivery of information between a government and its people? Is it to aggressively print allegation and rumor independent of accuracy or fairness? Is it to show boobies? No. The role of a free press is to be the people's eyes and ears, providing not just information, but access, insight, and most importantly, context. It must devote its time and resources to monitoring the government, permeating the halls of power to determine who is doing the people's work, who is corrupting the process, and who will promise to be a mole in the State Department if their homosexuality is kept secret. Only after that, and only with time permitting, should it move on to high-speed freeway chases. For government to truly be for the people, its inner workings must be exposed for the public to see. This lofty goal is known as transparency. And while this could be accomplished by sheathing all elected officials in public buildings in saran wrap, this has been deemed unwieldy, expensive, and creepy. Instead, transparency is achieved via a free press, something so vital to democracy it has historically been given equal stature to the three branches of government, hence its nickname, the Fourth Estate. No less an authority than Thomas Jefferson wrote,
"If it were left to me to decide whether we should have a government without a free press or a free press without a government, I would prefer the latter. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a lunchtime appointment with a fine slice of brown sugar." That last part's off the record.
So has the American press lived up to the lofty status envisioned by the Founding Fathers? No. It has surpassed them. And the story of how the media transformed itself from a mere public necessity into an entertaining profit center for ever-expanding corporate empires is an inspirational one. One that will hopefully be optioned by our parent company's film arm and turned into a movie of the same name.
Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Earlier today, a Broward County appellate court judge has upheld a previous ruling to ban the sale of Miami Group the Twilight Group double platinum album, Nasty As They Want to Be in Broward County.
We think it's the banning of free speech. First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassing and sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white collar people.
for trying to crap our stars, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA. Your brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong, saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Rising up, cause on election day we'll see who's banned in the USA.
What sort of community do you live in?
Just a vast move towards a kind of totalitarian system in which highly concentrated, unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Nobody has a word to say about it. For the most part, nobody knows anything about it. And the effects are very obvious just in the numbers. The Fortune 500 now controls 63% of the total U.S. gross domestic product. Now that's a level of totalitarianism, but remember, these are totalitarian institutions, as totalitarian as human beings have ever devised. And that's a level of totalitarian control that has very rarely been reached in the world, if ever, you might check.
Where would you place it on a democracy despotism scale? To find out, you can rate it on a respect scale and a power scale. And to find out what way it is likely to go in the future, you can rate it on economic distribution and information scales. The lower your community rates on economic distribution and information scales, the lower it is likely to rate on respect and power scales, and thus to approach despotism. What happens in a single community is the problem of its own citizens. But it is also the problem of us all. Because as communities go, so goes the nation.
The effect has been to pretty much demolish civil society, to turn people into what is the ideal. Now, the ideal is very clear. The ideal is a completely fragmented, atomized society where everyone's totally alone, doing nothing but trying to pursue created wants, and the wants are created. It's known that they're created. Nobody wants those things. You create wants. People are stuck with their television set or, you know, their interactive, whatever it is. They're glued to this thing, and they're told what they want, and they have to want it. They don't have any connection with anyone else. You know, you don't see anybody else. You don't deal with anyone else. You're an atom of consumption. And you go to work at lower and lower wages for more and more hours and less benefits and security in a flexible labor market. That's the kind of utopia that they're looking for, and it's not very far from there. It's led to very strange effects in the country. I mean, the country is like a devastated peasant society. You know, you really have to go back to Europe and the Black Death, I think, 14th century, to find anything similar. People are scared, angry, hostile, hate everything, don't know what they hate, you know, don't have anybody else to talk to, just angry, desperate. There are cults all over the place at a Mom. Scale that is unknown in any other society. I mean, you have to, the level of religious fundamentalism alone is probably the highest in the world. I'm almost certain higher than Iran, you know. And that's only one of them. You know, people, right now the militias happen to be on the front pages, but that's just a tiny fragment of it. And it's only not the right, the left is the same. You know, it's across the board. It's just a dissolved society, very scary. The portent is ominous. You know, it's a kind of a situation which is indeed reminiscent of Germany in the late 30s in a lot of ways, or Iran in the late 70s, you know. Very frightening, and it's much more frightening when it happens here.
Well, hurry back, you all. The family that prays together stays together.
All right, Super One, and start the crawl.
This has been an FBN production. Writers.
Oh, if they ever heard the way that psycho really talks.
Choreography, Don Krantz. Scenic design, James Fitzsimmons. Costumes by Robert Hodes. Unit manager, George K. George.
Really sell that stiff as a man among men?
Are those morons out there?
Yeah.
I can take chicken fertilizer instead of them for caviar. I can make them eat dog food and I think it's steak. Sure, I got them like this.
You know what the public's like, a cage full of guinea pigs.
Good night, you stupid idiot. Good night, you miserable slob.
There are a lot of trained seals. I toss them a dead fish and they'll flap their flippers.
Why, he's a monster. I'm going to call the station up and give him a piece of my mind.
Well, thank you, Jack.
I knew he'd open his big yap once too often and blow my fidges.
Mr. Macy, I can hardly believe it's the same Lonesome Rhodes.
It is, only this time his personality finally came through.
Yeah, fashion.
If you like us, like we like you, lymphnode.net.
Or write to us at
P.O. Box
670-541 Marietta,
Georgia
30066-0126.
If you would like more information on
the Church of the Subgenius,
you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181-417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417 or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Once in a while. Sounds sort of crazy to you, doesn't it?
No, I realize it's a new technique and I've got to face it. That's why I came.
Good.
That's a boy, Curly.
Say, what are you doing walking along a million miles from no place at this time of night?
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Look, were you going in this joint here?
Well, I was.
Come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Well?
Howdy, folks. Good to see somebody. Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well?
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Yeah. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
You hot or something?
No.
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Black coffee. How about you?
The same, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Hey, what's your name?
Eileen Harrison.
I could use a little company right now.
Good to see somebody.
What's the matter?
Shh. Well, here you are. Piece of pie.
Oh,
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well,
Well, look. Piece of pie.
Huh? Oh, no.
How about a hamburger?
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Well, all right.
Well, I mean...
Oh, well...
Well, look, if you don't like me, you can always start to walk again.
Well, here you are.
I mean...
Oh, I...
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
I...
That wasn't it.
What?
If you don't like me...
Piece of pie.
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie, bud.
That wasn't it.
Piece of pie.
Huh?
Pie. Piece of pie.
Well?
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
I don't want no trouble.
No, keep
place.
Your shirt on. What's... Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Well, I...
If you don't like me...
All right,
no.
But I...
Piece of pie, bud?
Oh, no.
How about a hamburger?
No. Oh, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure, anything you say.
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Shut up. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Piece of pie, bud?
Huh?
Pie, bud?
Oh.
Here you are.
No.
Sure.
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something, that's all.
What?
Piece of pie.
All right, thanks.
No.
Here you are.
No, just...
Well, I...
No.
I think I earned it.
No.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure.
All right.
Huh?
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know.
No, be quiet a minute, will you?
Piece of pie?
No.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
Piece of pie?
No.
Sure, anything you say.
I'm listening, that's all. Listen, that must be it now. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
We got good...
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Anything you say.
Say.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Sure.
There he comes.
Hey, where are you going?
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
What?
Hey, what's going on, bud? You hot or something?
No, no.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie? Piece of pie, bud?
Huh? Oh, no.
Bud?
Huh?
How about the hamburger?
No, just be quiet.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
You hot or something?
No.
What's the matter?
Shh.
What?
Oh, I'm a million miles from no place. That's all.
No?
Oh, black coffee.
Yeah? Here you are.
I could use a little right now.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? Good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Well, all right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Good.
Shut up.
Sure.
The two of you.
Shh.
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening.
Sure, anything you say.
Fool.
Huh?
Well?
I could use a little company right now.
Here you are. Piece of pie, bud?
Oh, no.
How'd you know?
Huh? Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Yeah. Piece of pie?
No.
Yeah. No trouble.
No, keep your shirt on.
You ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want...
Be quiet a minute, will you? The two of you.
What's the matter?
Shh. There he comes.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, what's going on? You hot or something?
No. Car out there. It's been following me for the last 200 miles.
Yeah? How'd you know?
I know it. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry I frightened you, but...
Piece of pie?
No. Black coffee. How about you?
Same, I guess. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I mean...
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like me...
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Well, here you are.
Now, what have you got to lose?
Bud?
Well, I mean, you can always...
I don't want no...
You'll be all right.
I don't want no trouble.
No, you'll be all right.
Well?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Pie, bud?
No.
How about the hamburger?
Shut up.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want no trouble.
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
How about the hamburger?
All right.
Yeah? Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie?
No.
All right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, bud?
Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got...
No.
Piece of pie.
I...
Yeah.
All right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
How about the hamburger?
No, just be...
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. I could use a little...
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Hamburgers, you know.
Yeah.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Sure, anything you say.
Say, what's the matter?
Shh.
What's the matter?
Shh. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Listen. He's not coming in. He's waiting.
For what?
Me. Hey, what's your name?
Eileen.
Look, Eileen, here the keys to the car. Go out and drive it up the side entrance, and I'll be waiting at the door.
For what?
Me.
All right,
No, go on. I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Okay.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Here. Huh? Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I started driving in the $50 jalopy. It just fell apart on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like the car, You can always get out and start to walk again. Now, what have you got to lose?
Well, all right.
Look, Eileen, go out and drive it up to Side Emma's, and I'll be waiting at the door.
All right, no, but no. I just fell apart.
No, go on now, hurry. It won't hurt you.
Okay.
Don't you want your change?
No, keep it. They kept following.
Hey, where are you going? Don't you want your pie?
Shut up.
How about a hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a piece of hamburger.
Shut up.
Piece of pie?
That's all.
How about a hamburger pie? We got good hamburger pie.
Huh? Huh?
The hamburger pie.
Oh, no. No.
So we got good hamburger pie, bud.
No, no.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
We got good hamburgers.
No.
How'd you know?
I know it.
Hey, yeah?
No. Keep it.
Sure, anything you say.
Hop in. I'll slide over.
Thanks. Oh, no.
Howdy, folks.
Oh, no.
No, just... Piece of pie, bud.
Look.
Bud.
Look.
No, just... I don't want no trouble.
No, no.
Piece of pie.
No.
Try to duck him.
What?
Piece of pie, bud.
Yeah, bugs. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Try to duck him, and he hung on. He kept following.
Well, same, I guess.
Can you afford to ignore this promo? Individually, each of us is buffeted by social tidal waves.
Generally powerless except to create peaceful temporary islands of slack with his or her own self, kin, or buddies.
But as one group, collectively acting and moving like one relentless hydra whose parts are not the same,
encircling the world in a monstrous belt of unpredictability,
the world's sub-genie will be immune to the false slack of the Pink Boys and shall overcome the conspiracy.
Our brains are too well-worn, too smudged, and too stained to be completely washed by their insidious
mind-cleaning techniques. We don't worry about the conspiracy driving us crazy because we already are crazy.
We don't worry about the new depression reducing us to barbarism.
Subgeniuses are barbarians.
We seek something better, something for nothing.
Something like Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta.
Oh yeah, I was slack, killed my baby. Oh, she cold on a slab, and I don't mean maybe. Covered her with honey on a fire and hill. Made her drown, cause she don't have no gills. Oh, that's that hour slack. They said they were fighting a conspiracy when they beheaded my baby on live TV. Crushed her under an iron ore load and dumped her body on a country road. They carved a water pipe from her little skull, made her blow up like an Alka-Seltzer seagull, if you know what I mean there. You ought to know by now that the hour slack killed my baby. Every Saturday night at midnight right here on WREK Atlanta.